Exercise 4, page 24.
And today on the show we have Betty Nichols, who is an online shopping expert, ready to give our listeners online shopping tips. Betty, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert.
Betty, first of all, what are the benefits of shopping online?
Well, shopping online means that you can easily find the product you are looking for and shop for things in the convenience of your own home. The prices online are fairly reasonable, and you can order what you need with a click of a button. Since you don't travel to the shops, you can spend your time on more important tasks or hobbies.
So how do auction websites work?
With most online auctions, you simply bid on an item and wait for another user to try and outbid you. If you're the last user to place a bid on an item, then you win it. Users don't make a payment unless they are the winning bidder. What's great about such sites is you choose the price you're willing to pay.
And what are the drawbacks of shopping online?
The biggest drawback is that you can't see the product up close to know what it looks like. It's one thing to see a photo of it, and another when you get it home and it doesn't fit, or it's the wrong colour. That's why you have to make sure that you go to sites that have a return policy.
That leads into my next question. What are some things people should be aware of when shopping online?
Well, you should make sure only to shop from secure sites. You wouldn't want to go into a rough-looking shop that didn't appear safe. So you shouldn't trust the online security on a website that doesn't feel quite right. You should check for expected delivery dates, shipping and handling fees, return policies, and other important information.
Is it better to pay by credit card or debit card?
It's important that customers understand the difference between the two. You see, there's a difference in how transactions are processed and the protection offered to people when they use them. While debit cards can be used for online purchases, using a credit card gives more protection, even though you are paying higher interest rates. If the worst does happen and your account information is stolen, then the most that thieves can do is run up charges on your credit card. With a debit card, though, they could empty your bank account.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I'd like to warn people to be careful with their credit card statements. If you shop online, it's important to check your statements every month. Don't just assume that your statement is correct, because you might have excess charges. Many times, identity thieves will charge a small amount of money on your card each month, which, if it goes unnoticed, could add up to a substantial sum. So if you notice any unusual charges, it's best to check it immediately. Lastly, you should keep your computers secure by downloading antivirus programs and updating your browsers and securing your online connections. If your computer is up to date, you will minimize potential security threats.
Thank you, Betty. That's all the time we have for today.